Jack Smith with Carlos Tavares ahead of Game 4 in this series between the Fred Nats and the Woodpeckers. Carlos, the youngest Fred Nat, normal first baseman, but this week a Fred Nat outfielder. You got to play outfield on Thursday. What was that experience like for you? It was pretty cool to see you out there.
I mean, it was fun to get out there again. Like, I haven't been out there in a while. Just being able to make a play for the guy on the mound and just helping the team win was fun. It's fun to be out there.
I think I remember talking to you pregame on Thursday, and I joked with you that the first ball of the game in the bottom of the first inning was going to find you. You didn't quite believe me. Do I get a little bit of credit that the first out came right to you?
Oh, yeah. As soon as that dude hit the ball to me, I started laughing. I was like, ah, he was right. And I was just like, damn, he was right.
The ball found you early, and I feel like it found you often in the game. You had a couple pretty important plays. Take me back to the relay early in the game that helped you guys keep a run off the board in the second.
Oh, so as soon as that ball was hit, I was like, well, that's a double. So, like, my main thought was, like, I'm going to hit the cutoff man and just throw three, because, like, I just assumed the guy was going to score. But right before I cut the ball, I saw the guy was just rounding third, so I was like, I got a chance here and just let it eat a little bit.
Can you remember your last outfield assist, if you ever had one before?
My last outfield assist was last year, rookie ball. I was in left. I threw a guy out, tagging up to third, so, yeah.
How fun is it to be able to test your arm like that? You don't get to do that very often at first base.
Oh, it's very fun, especially when you could like you let it eat and the ball, like, you can see it and, like, get that out, especially that assist in a close game. It's fun. It's fun to do that.
And then you had another big catch in the sixth inning, kept a run off the board. You kind of twist around in the outfield onto the warning track and you fall over. What happened on that play?
So my first read, it was like hit straight at me, so like the ball was straight, like, but as the ball was going, like, it kept curving. So, like, I was at a point in the route where, like, if I try to make the turn to, like, get myself in a better position, I would lose the ball. So I was like, well, I'm going to just try to put my body in the best position possible to just make this play. And then from there, that's make the catch.
You did it right in front of your bullpen. Did you get a chance to see the reaction for the bullpen guys? They're all just jumping up and down and raising their arms for you.
No, I didn't get to see it because it was, like, so in the moment of the game. So, like, as soon as I made the catch, my first reaction was to get up because, you know, runners on base and whatnot. So, yeah.
Turned out to be a pretty important play in a game that was a 1-0 shutout. You keep a run off the board. How about the arms on Thursday? What did you see from the guys that you guys ran out there?
No, we had great arms. Great. Romero, first start in Freddy this year. He was dealing today, that day. So it was just like, you make a play, keep your team in, and give yourself a chance to win it at the end. So great arms, great job by the pitching staff that day to keep us in that game and just let us go out there in the ninth and win that ball game.
Pitching staff's been pretty consistently great all season long. What can a staff like that do for an offense that maybe has had ups and downs, or just a team in general, to be able to know you can bank on a staff that's going to pitch well every time they go out there?
Well, as a hitter, like, just knowing that you got a good guy up there on the mound, that you know he's going to give you quality innings, it kind of just, like, it lights a fire up in you where you're like, well, I'm going to go out there and do the best I can, play the best defense, give the team great at-bats to help our team win a game. So when you have a great pitcher on the mound and you know he's good, it's just, like, the confidence level is like, well, we got this.
You were playing with not your own glove on Thursday. You told me you were borrowing one from the Woodpeckers. Has your outfield glove arrived? I know you're at first base today, but has it gotten here?
Yeah, it got here yesterday. My glove is here now. The dude was actually pretty pressed, though. I made a play on him with his own glove, so you had a little conversation yesterday about that, but yeah, my glove is here.
You got hooked up because you know Yoana Gondo, who was the starting pitcher that day for the Woodpeckers. You played at the same Dominican Academy with him growing up. What was it like when you first stepped into the box to face a guy that you played with countries away?
Well, I just looked at him, gave him a little smile, because, like, it's not the first time I faced him, but it's more of a, like, okay, I'm going to try to beat you. So, like, I give my props. He beat me twice, but I'm going to catch him again. I'm going to see him soon. It was fun, though. It was fun to compete against, especially a guy that you technically, like, been through the same process initially with him, and just, like, getting to see them perform up here and you going out there and just trying to compete. That's all it's all about.
How would you define the process of being one of those players in the Dominican Republic, training there at academies and places where there are a lot of players, and being able to come stateside and play minor league baseball?
It's definitely a grind because like coming international. There's some people that don't even get out of Dominican Republic. So just being able to get out of there and like me being up here is a blessing within itself. So it's like it's a grind, and it's just fun. It's fun to be able to say like, well, I was able to go international and like now I'm here and just keep going forward from there.
What's something the American fan wouldn't know about baseball in the Dominican Republic and the process of getting from there to here?
One thing they wouldn't know is that we're out there all week, 6 days out of the week, as 10, 12 years old, like just grinding every day, like facing 90, like facing like veteran guys at the age of 12, 13, and like being expected to like perform and put up good at-bats against them. I don't think people, like the American fan, would know that.
How do you feel like that molded the baseball player you are today?
Well, it helped me a lot. It helped me a lot because it just like helped me to where like it made me kind of like grow up in a sense a little, because it's like I wasn't like playing kids my age, so it forced me to just like man up and just go out there and ball.
Now that you're the youngest Frednet, you've been 19 all season long. How do you feel like you've acclimated to the single A level here in your first year here?
Well, it's been a little rough lately, but as of recently, I feel like I've been putting up good at bats, putting good ball, like good barrel to the ball, just not really getting the results. So it's just like, it's only a matter of time. Just keep working. It's been fun so far, though.
That's Carlos Taveras, first baseman and outfielder. Carlos, thank you for the time.
Thank you. Go Frednets. Let's go.